White, Wright, Michigan, January 29th, 1867. Dear son, Edson, I received your few lines written in the schoolroom and was glad to hear from you. I see that censure does not deservedly rest so severely on you when you had no better example from those older in years and experience than yourself. It is not so very strange that you should do as you have done. Yet I should have felt so pleased, so gratified, to see in my boy a principle governing his actions in the line of eating which would not swerve even before the example of those of experience. I have labored zealously in this place, have spoken no less than 15 times to large, attentive congregations of people. Your father seems much improved in mind, also in body. The 2 first articles of his in the review I wrote, he dictated. He now writes himself. He manifests especial interest for you, prays for you every night and morning. In regard to his eating, he eats nothing between meals, and his meals are now very simple. I should love to see you and talk with you. We have made it our home at Brother Root's. They have kept us and our team for about 6 weeks. Next week, we go to Greenville. Shall remain there perhaps the same length of time. We want to stop home expenses, and I be relieved from care so that I can write. I have sent in to the printer matter for a 36-page tract. Shall get out a 64-page one while at Greenville. Willie at first felt rather lonesome, but is getting more accustomed to going about and does not feel quite so bad. Edson, write just how you get along as to means. Willie wants me to ask you when you will be through school. I shall expect, Edson, that your interest will be devoted to us next summer. We cannot hire help. We must have your help, and you must put your heart and interest into the work and improve the place that it may not run down, but increase in value. Sanford has bought the Baldwin place. While I am laboring for the salvation of others, I can but remember you and pray for you. I have written you letters dictated by the Spirit of God, and I beg of you, do not disregard my efforts and do not turn aside your own convictions of right and duty. Pray God to show you yourself, and then that you may know what you must be in order to be saved. Turn to the Lord with all your heart. In much love to Lucretia and Anna and yourself, your mother.